Ah, fuck. Okay, fuck it. It's rage time. God damn it. And now I'm about to get dicked again. Jesus, the fucking roads here are complete fucking shit. God damn. Hi, it's the great one. God damn it, I'm pissed off. I really wanted to go to this Air History Museum here in the fucking Fort Worth. So I got the directions, wrote the shit down. And, you know, this is the thing. This is what there are many things I hate about Dallas and Fort Worth. Namely, everything. Everything about Dallas and Fort Worth sucks giant fucking balls. But the fact that you're on the goddamn interstate and the right lanes are ending and there's construction and we're going, what are we doing? We're doing 15 miles an hour! 15 miles an hour down the fucking interstate. Come on, guys. Let's get our shit together. And then this fucking semi truck is like pulling in front of other people to merge in. Instead, he's doing the douchebag thing, right? You know how you're going down the lane, it says, oh, the right lane ends. All right, so the right lane is going to end. So you go ahead and you merge on over into the lane to your left. Well, no, no, no. You know how those people, they zap all the way down to right where the right lane actually does come to a complete fucking end. And then they want to shove their way fucking in there. Oh God, I hate those people. I hate those. Hate those people. This guy does this with a fucking semi truck. And the people he's cutting in front of are all blowing their horns and shit, which is great, as you should. You should get out and beat the shit out of the guy. All right, so anyway, I'm trying to find. There is no try, there's only do or do not, and I did not, because I hit my limit. I reached my fucking limit of Fort Worth. I am on 35 West, I am leaving town. I am fucking done, man. Fucking done. Ah, God, I hate this place. These roads, you cannot navigate them. So you got to go down Euless, but Euless turns into Hearst, and then Hearst turns into 183 and Baker at the same time, and then that turns into Broadway, and then Broadway turns into East Long Avenue. That's all the same fucking road. It's the same stretch, at least in theory. But anyway, so you would think it would be easy, right? It's just following the one straight road. Oh, shit, no, I got all fucking turned around somewhere. What's going on up here? Reading throats in. So anyhow, I got off on something and this other road, and I'm just like, ah, fuck it. I have no idea where I'm at. Then the great one, because the great one is old, and the great one has, you know, expectations that are unrealistic. The great one says, all right, fuck it. I'm going to break down. I'm going to stop at a gas station. I'm going to buy a fucking road map. I didn't want to buy a road map of Dallas-Fort Worth because I don't intend to ever come back, and I didn't want to waste $8 on this. But I said, well, fuck it. I guess I'm going to have to do it. Three gas stations, nobody has road maps. Which you're saying, well, great one. You know, normal people have cell phones. Yeah, we know all about your fucking cell phones. We know all about the spying. We know all about the stupidity. I've told you guys before, the Uber drivers that come to fucking pick me up at my place or Lyft or whoever it is, staring at their fucking Google Maps, can't find the place, right? The one guy who has taken me back and he gets there and he's driving around and he's like going around the block that I live on. He's like, it won't tell me where to go. I don't know where to go. And I'm like, we're right here. You've driven past it already. We're right here. Stop. And it's hilarious. They drive. They actually look at their fucking cell phone as they're driving. Instead of looking the road in front of them, they're like looking at the cell phone to see where they're supposed to be. Guys, you people have got to learn. What are you guys going to do when your fucking cell phone goes away? What are you going to do if you don't have Google to tell you what to fucking do? Are you going to die? Probably. Oh, Jesus! What the fuck is going on here? All right, speaking of dying, everybody hang on. My God, do we not have, we don't have any like fucking warnings of what the fuck is going on with the road? Oh, that's right, because it's construction all over the place. I don't even know what road I'm on anymore. There's no fucking road signs on the interstate here. There's just fucking exits and entrances and fucking right lanes end. And oh, now we're about to merge with these people and we're gonna die again. Oh, yes. Don't let me get in your way there, asshole. Fucking Christ almighty. All right, I'm going to try to change lanes. God damn it, I am pissed. You know, I was all happy this morning. I was going to go see some fucking airplanes. They had like World War II bombers and shit like that. I was all fucking happy. But no, because our city cannot be fucking navigated. Because there's no road signs. The shit's not in a grid. Oh, I am on 35 West. Thank God. Fucking Christ. It's just a... God, I fucking hate Dallas-Fort Worth. Attention, ISIS terrorist. Will you please fucking nuke Dallas and Fort Worth? I will pay you $10. 10 American dollars if you fucking nuke Dallas-Fort Worth. God damn it, I hate this fucking place. Hi, it's the great one. I have a little rage right now. Hey, we're finally doing the speed limit, though. I got that going for me. Hey, look, right lane ends. God damn, I have never seen so many fucking right lanes ending on a fucking interstate within 3 fucking miles in my life. It's like they make right-hand lanes just so it can fucking end 100 feet down the fucking road. God damn it, I'm angry. I wanted to see some fucking airplanes, but no! You don't have road maps in your fucking city, and your roads cannot be navigated, and goddamn the potholes. Jesus Christ. Can you people collect some fucking taxation and fix the fucking roads? All I ever hear about from fucking state, we gotta have the government who's gonna fix the roads. I don't know. Nobody's fixing the fucking roads here. Let me tell you what. God damn it. The great one is angry. There's a mattress by the side of the interstate. All right. I just wanted to see some airplanes. I just wanted to see some fucking airplanes. Why? Why is it so impossible for the great one to see some fucking airplanes? Anyway, God damn, I'm pissed. All right. We appear to be in the clear now. Time to head on down to Austin. I think I got that out of my system. Thanks for listening as I scream. Guys, don't come to Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm telling you, it fucking sucks here. God, I hate this fucking place. And yeah, there it is. All right, I'm done. I got that out of my system. That was good. That was good. Thank you for being my therapist. I really appreciate it. All right, and during the time that I'm gone, I am going to try to do some quote-unquote real podcast where I talk about things of substance and not just babble on about the Supergirl figurine I bought, where I saved money. I saved money because I only paid $50 for it. I saved money by spending money. Yes, I am an honorary woman. Oh my God, I totally saved money. I'm going to try not to just do a bunch of recordings about me screaming and stuff like that. So anyhow, all right, thanks a lot, guys. Y'all have fun. Bye. Greetings. You might ask, hey, great one, how's all that working out for you? We're in Austin. Oh my God, dude, the traffic. Maybe it's because it's Friday at 4 p.m. Oh my God, there is a hot chick in front of me. I'm at a stoplight. There's a hot chick in front of me going 90 degrees of me, going perpendicular is the correct word, in a red convertible. Oh, all right, I got to drive. Anyhow, please let this not be a fucking turn lane. It is not. Okay, but I have to merge. That's fine, I can do that. Hang on, I'm navigating. And is this person waiting on me? He is. Thank you. That person was polite. All right, so I'm cruising down 11th towards the state capitol. And from there, I'm going to hook a south on Congress and try to get out of Austin. Normally, I'm not that obsessed with getting out of Austin, but right now, I'd like to get out of Austin. Nothing against Austin. I just want to get to my destination. The traffic. Holy shitballs, man. Trinity. Okay. Next is San Jacinto. And that means Congress is coming up. Brazos. And there's the state capital. Oh, brakes. Brakes. Hey, I recognize this because we're in downtown Austin. I recognize this area from the last time I was here. I know more or less exactly where I am. Anyhow, come blasting in on I-35, and as you're going south through Austin, there's a couple of major ways out. 183 and I-35 are the two highways out of town, either of which will get me where I'm going. Eventually. I mean, everything gets you where you're going eventually, right? All right. I think this is Congress. This is Congress. Can I make a left here? Yes, I can. Hallelujah. There's the state capitol building. I'll hold up the microphone so you can see it. Anyhow, I come in on 35. And there's an opportunity on the north side to hop on 111 and then merge with 183. Or you just take 35 through Austin and then you get on to 183. I just stuck with 35. Well, that was a mistake. Oh my God, the traffic was horrendous. We were going very, very slowly. So I abandoned that and I hit, well, I forgot what I hit. It was MLK. I hit MLK and zapped east to pick up 111 and merge into 183. So I'm like, all right, fine. 35 is a mess. I'll leave on 183. No biggie. Okay, 35 was slow. 111 was a parking lot. And I got to where 111 merges into 183 and there's road construction and it's collapsing into one lane. And I'm just like, oh God, shoot me now. It was a disaster. So I aborted that, went down 7th to get back over to anything, went down 7th to escape that, because MLK, not MLK, Cesar Chavez was a main strip that I could have taken, ooh, redhead, overweight, that I could have taken. Cesar Chavez was backed up, probably because everybody else said, oh, we're going to abort this mission and take Cesar Chavez. So I'm like, all right. So I stick on 7th. I pop down. I hit the interstate, so I take 7th to the interstate because I'm like, let me see what the interstate looks like here because I'm a little further south. Maybe it's cleared up. It is not cleared up. It's still a disaster. So I hook a right. I hook to 11th, cruise down 11th. Here we are going down Congress with the state capitol building behind me. This is a good chance, though, for me to cruise through the downtown unplanned and see if there's any hot chicks. Now, here's the thing. See, this is why the Great One, remember the Great One not too long ago was ranting about maps? This is the advantage of having a paper map. As I pulled over, took a deep breath, pulled out the map, located where I was, looked at possible routes. I was like, all right, what kind of routes could I use to get out of here? And which of those routes might take me past something of interest? In this case, I decided, well, let me go through downtown. I'm having to take a detour I didn't want to take. I may as well enjoy it. As opposed to just typing shit into Google and going where Google Maps tells you to do. Once again, there's two kinds of people. There are leaders and there are followers. There are people who need Google to tell them what to do because they can't figure it out. They can't sit down and plan a voyage in an automobile. I told you guys many moons ago about the girl, and I gave her the fucking bus map, and I said, here, or the bus route map route information. I said, here, we got to get from point A to point B, figure out what bus we need to catch when in order to do it. And we needed, I think, three different buses to actually get from point A to point B. So we had to do two interchanges. She couldn't figure it out. She could not take a piece of paper and here we are. Here's where we want to go. You know, how do you do this? Well, let's see. You start with what time you need to get there and you look at the schedules and you work your way backwards, right? And you figure out what you have to do. She couldn't do it. She was completely incapable of doing it. And I would submit that probably most Gen Zers and a huge number of millennials would be completely incapable of taking a paper map and planning a route. Ooh, damn! Oh, boy, she looked good, especially for a woman with a kid. Holy shit! Now we're at Cesar Chavez, which is a little bit of a disaster. Not that much, though. Anyhow, yeah, guys, it's called planning skills. This is what having a paper map does for you. Say, well, I'll just type my destination into Google and take the route Google tells me to take. Well, but Google doesn't know about the traffic. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, really? Okay, so if Google knows about the traffic and all those people on the interstate and over there on 111/183 all have Google, if Google knows about the traffic, why are all of those people on 183 in a parking lot and on I-35 going 15 miles an hour? This is a serious question. This is a serious question for those of you who think I'm insane because I have a paper map. This is a dead fucking serious question. If Google Maps is all that, how come all those people are on those two highways going 15 miles an hour or less? Are you going to tell me they don't have Google? Are you going to tell me they don't have smartphones? Are you going to tell me they don't have iPhones and iPads and iFags and I up the ass and everything else? I bet you they do. I bet you they got GPS. I bet you they got the shit in their car. I got the whatever it is, the OnStar and whatever. I bet they got all this shit. And yet, they're all going 15 miles an hour. I'm going 30. Down Congress, over the river right now, trying not to do the rubbernecking thing and have a wreck, but it's beautiful. It's very nice. Oh, there is. The fuck is that? There's a giant piece of metal in the middle of the road. There he is. I'm doing 35 down Congress. You're in a fucking parking lot. You have Google Maps. I do not. Explain that to me. That this is a serious fucking question for every asshole out there listening who's like, great one, you're insane. You use paper maps. I use Google, man. Google! Explain to me why those people on 183 are sitting in their cars right now fucking stationary. All right, I'm going to keep recording and just see what happens. I'm done ranting about that. I think. I am. I'm serious. Paper maps and the ability to read a map. It's wonderful. It really is just fucking wonderful. All right, now I got to start thinking about where I want to go from here because I didn't plan this far ahead. I'm like, yeah, let me just, you know, get mostly out of town. Let's grab the paper map. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, I got a long way to go. Congress is going to take me way down. Congress is going to take me all the way to 290. And at that point, I'll have to make a decision. Because at that point, I can link back up with the highways. Ooh, or... yes. Because Congress turns into 275. It just keeps going south. It parallels 35 and go all the way down to Slaughter Lane. Slaughter Lane. I love it. I go down to Slaughter Lane and I can take Slaughter Lane to the interstate. God knows by that point the interstate should be clear. And then I can just hop on 35 and cruise to Bruise. All right, there it is. Meanwhile, the hot girl report. There's nothing. We're out of downtown now. Ooh, what is that? She looks okay from here. I can't really see. What else do I got? What else do I got? Anything? Do I got anything? Oh, let me talk about this because I had it on my list that things I was going to talk about and didn't talk about. When I was driving down, I was talking about she has an umbrella. That's kind of hot. Oh, she is actually not that bad looking as far as I can tell. Driving down the road and trying not to have a wreck and looking at her. As I was driving down, I told you guys I'm driving through all these small towns with all of these abandoned buildings, both new and old. What are you doing? And I was contemplating, like, why the fuck are there so many empty, abandoned buildings in all these small towns? And then a thesis came to me, and I think this is what's going on. Having been in the People's Republic of Fort Collins for so long, where there's a few abandoned buildings, but not that many, they usually get snapped up simply because land is at a premium and everybody wants to build student housing on any piece of land that they can get a hold of. And I'm driving through all these small towns and I'm wondering, damn, why are all these abandoned buildings here? Why didn't somebody like buy this and do something with it? And then, of course, it occurred to me because in small towns in North Texas, land is everywhere. There's so much fucking land. I know that those of you who have never left the cities think that humans are destroying the earth because, you know, we've populated the entire planet and there's no land left and there's no habitat left for the little animals and all this other shit. Guys, I have news for you. There is shit tons of land in the United States. Land that has not been touched by humans or barely touched by humans. I know because I just drove through a whole bunch of it. So I'm like, hey, there you go. There's the answer. That's the reason that there's all these abandoned buildings. No one's in a hurry to buy these abandoned buildings and tear them down or do something with them because there's land everywhere. Why would you buy some land that already has a building on it that's unusable, right? Then you got to do something with, hello. Yes. Then you'd have to do, and of course I got to be next to this guy who's playing his rap music loud. Hopefully you can't hear it on the recording. Yeah, if you buy this land, you got an abandoned building on it that's falling down that you have to deal with. That's just going to cost more money. And you can't buy the building because the building is unusable. So why would anyone do that? It's just so it just sits there and falls apart. And it makes good opportunities for people like me to do photography. If you like taking pictures of abandoned buildings and stuff. And what's really interesting is looking in some of these buildings, just all the shit that's inside of them. Which to me, I'm just like, when I see something like that, right, an abandoned building, I want to go in and explore. But then when you see an abandoned building that's got all kinds of crap in it, and the ones I'm talking about in this case, they were locked up, so I couldn't get into them. But there's just like all this random shit in the building, just boxes and machinery and tools and just stuff, just all kinds of shit, just all over the place. Like, damn. I really want to go just explore. I want to go dig through there and see what sort of treasures I would find. Oh, yes. So remember how a minute ago I was bragging about driving 30 miles an hour? Well, now I'm not driving 30 miles an hour. What's going on up here, guys? It's just the road. Oh, then up on 35 way north of Austin as I'm coming along. Actually, I know what's going on. There's stoplights. The street has stoplights. So I think once I get through this stoplight right here, there's a little congestion, it'll be broken up and it'll be a nice drive. Up on 35 north of this by, I don't know, 40 miles, 50 miles, I hit slowed down traffic for a minute and finally got up to see what the slowdown was about. The rubbernecking, of course. There was a tractor trailer. The trailer was, oh, man, we're not going to, this is not going to break it up. Everybody else is escaping the same way I am. That's, once again, that's what's happening. Everybody else is like, yep, this is how we're getting out of Austin for the weekend. I was not pausing for you, sweetheart, but I'll let you go. I was pausing so I didn't stop in the middle of the intersection like those assholes who do that. Tractor trailer. The trailer was, oh God, the rap guy is back. The trailer was detached and over on the side of the road in the grass, and the tractor was about 100 meters in front of the trailer, and the rear tires were burning. I'm like, all right, well, there's something you don't see every day. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh my God. Speaking of things you don't see every day. God, where are they going? Should I pull over? Because I could. I'm in a position to do so. Damn. Now they're far. I'm not sure if she's really that hot. It's at a distance. So anyhow, there was that. What else? What else is going on? There are a couple of other slowdowns, which again, were just because there's a wrecker by the side of the road picking up a car, so everybody's got to slow down and rubberneck. Once again, guys, all these problems right now, everything, this is adding a solid 2 hours to my journey. This entire 2 hours of my finite life, they did not go to the restaurant, so there's good I didn't pull over. This, an entire additional 2 hours out of my life that I'm losing, this could all be avoided if we just let computers drive automobiles. And this will interest me too. How many of you are gonna say, well, your Google Maps, man, you use my Google Maps. And you'll follow Google Maps without any thinking at all. You will just mindlessly go wherever Google Maps tells you to do, but you don't wanna let a computer drive your car, which I've already done this podcast, I've explained this. Driving a car is something computers are perfectly suited for. Right? It, for the same reason that women can't drive. Because what is driving? Driving is math. Driving, holy shit. I caught up with her. Dude. My God. Oh my God. She is hot. She's wearing this little fucking maroon dress with a short skirt. Oh my God. She's got legs, and she knows how to use them. The question is, does she know how to wrap those around me? Holy fuckballs. Damn. All right, and that's why I'm going to come to Austin to pick up girls. Oh, where are they going? They're going into this place. What is this place? Hey, people, why are we not moving? It's a green light, guys. Green light means go. Push the accelerator, push the pedal on the right. All right, I was talking about something before I saw just how fucking hot this girl is. Oh my God, they went to a coffee shop. All right. Okay, do I stop? I gotta contemplate this. Let me look at my situation here. Where am I at? What am I doing? And what is this guy doing? Anyhow, if cars could drive themselves, if cars were driving themselves, if computers were driving cars, I would have this 2 hours of my life back. I really would. Now, I would not have seen that hot babe. See, so there's upsides and there's downsides to everything. All right. I gotta decide if I wanna go back, go in the coffee shop, and attempt talking to her, Or do I just like not, am I just not in the fucking mood for that? Which I'm kind of not in the mood. What in the fuck, what is this person doing? That was interesting. Damn, it's really tempting to just, all I gotta do is zap around. Then I gotta have to get back on the fucking street though. Yeah, you really don't want to make a left-hand turn here, lady. That is not going to work out for you. Trust me, that is not going to work for you. Damn it. I really want to go back. But I also really just want to get the fuck out of the automobile and get to where I'm going. All right, fuck it. I'm going back. In theory. Come on, people. Drive, drive, drive. All right, the great one can make this. Go, 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 accelerator pedal. All right, now I gotta work my way back to the coffee shop. All right, I'm doing stuff, so I'll talk to you guys later.